Hare Krishna. This morning we had a ceremony here in the temple room for Lil Narottam's disappearance. Of course, the cremation had already taken place a few days ago, but very few relatives were able to attend, so now family members came from both sides of the family, friends, devotees came from the UK, and of course all the devotees were here, so it was a very full attendance. And after deity greeting kirtan, then we greeted them, and now as I'm talking, everyone is having a breakfast feast, guests included. And we put a picture of Narottam at the foot of Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan, and guests put flowers there, and later on we offered flower petals while Gaurangi chanted Nitai Pada Kamala. And in my talk, I read from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was something that I came across just this very morning in my writings. And it was just Srila Prabhupada's wonderfully poignant, to the point, extremely relevant to this entire event, namely of losing one's own child and how to understand such events, which can be very bewildering. Why? How? And so Srila Prabhupada addresses this in the pastime of Mother Yashoda, of course, looking into Krishna's mouth. And when she looks into Krishna's mouth, because he was eating dirt, she sees the whole universe and she becomes very bewildered. And so I'm going to read these two verses and Srila Prabhupada's excellent purports. Mother Yashoda said, "Therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that offer my obeisances unto Him who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind activities, words, and arguments, who is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained, and by whom we can conceive of its existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for He is beyond my contemplation, speculation, meditation. He is beyond all of my material activities." Srila Prabhupada's purport. One simply has to realize the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not try to understand Him by immaterial means, subtle or gross. Mother Yashoda, being a simple woman, could not find out the real cause of the vision. Therefore, out of maternal affection, she simply offered her obeisances unto the Supreme Lord to protect her child. She could do nothing but offer obeisances to the Lord. It is said, "Achintya karuji bhavan atam starkina yujayat." One should not try to understand the supreme cause by argument or reasoning. When we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer Him our respectful obeisances. Then our position will be secure. This was the means adopted in this instance also by Mother Yashoda. Whatever happens, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the immediate cause cannot be ascertained, let us simply offer obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Yashoda concluded that the wonderful things she saw within the mouth of her child were due to Him, although she could not clearly ascertain the cause. Therefore, when a devotee cannot ascertain the cause of suffering, he concludes, "Tatenu kampam shushimikshamanu," and so on. The devotee accepts that it is due to his own past misdeeds that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had caused him some small amount of suffering. Thus he offers obeisances to the Lord again and again. Such a devotee is called Muktipade Sadayabak. That is, he is guaranteed his liberation from the material world. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Matra Spashasta Kunteya, we should know that material suffering due to the material body will come and go. Therefore, we must tolerate the suffering and proceed with discharging our duty as ordained by our spiritual master. And now this is the next verse in Prabhupada's next purport. Mother Yashoda says, "It is by the influence of the Supreme Lord's Maya that I am wrongly thinking that Nanda Maharaj is my husband, that Krishna is my son, and that because I am the queen of Nanda Maharaj, all the wealth of cows and calves are my possessions, and all the cowherdmen and their wives are my subjects. actually, I also am eternally subordinate to the Supreme Lord. He is my ultimate shelter. Purport. Following in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda, everyone should follow this mentality of renunciation. Whatever wealth, opulence, or whatever else we may possess belongs not to us, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate shelter of everyone and the ultimate owner of everything. As stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, the sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. We should not be proud of our possessions. As expressed by Mother Yashoda herein, I'm not the owner of possessions, the opulent wife of Nanda Maharaj. The estate, the possessions, the cows and calves, and subjects like the gopis and cowherd men are all given to me. One should give up thinking of my possessions, my son, and my husband. Nothing belongs to anyone but the Supreme Lord. Only because of illusion do we wrongly think I am existing or everything belongs to me. Thus Mother Yashoda completely surrendered unto the Supreme Lord. For the moment she was rather disappointed, thinking my endeavors to protect my son by charity and other auspicious activities are useless. The Supreme Lord has given me many things, but unless he takes charge of everything, there's no assurance of protection. I must therefore ultimately seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitaru Nisingha, a father and mother cannot ultimately take care of their children. Ato Griha Kshetra Sutaptavater Janasya Mahomaya Mahamameti. One's land, home, wealth, and all of one's possessions belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and although we wrongly think I am this, and these things are mine. Wonderful. Something that certainly we all need to think about, because we will all be in similar situations at one time or another, in one way or another, when we lose someone who we think is mine in some way, and perhaps we may ponder why. It may not be due to old age or some natural circumstance. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that when the immediate cause is not known, we should just accept this is ultimately the Lord's will and just surrender to that and be satisfied with that. That is enough. And we should recognize that although it is our duty to make our best effort to protect each other, give each other shelter, but ultimately it is the will of the Lord whether that shelter will actually be effective or not. For if he withdraws his will from that, then we will not succeed. So it means that we have to surrender. And once again, this wonderful verse from the Bhagavatam, Tatinu Kampam Shushimikshanano, is a verse that to traverse the ocean of material existence, devotees need to memorize this verse, meditate upon it, because we're going to have to take shelter of it a lot of times throughout our sojourn back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.